It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of enslaved people after the end of the Civil War. We look at the long history of this holiday and where you can go in Wisconsin to celebrate it. What does Juneteenth mean to you and your family? How do you celebrate? Have you been celebrating Juneteenth for a long time? What are your favorite things about the holiday? Or maybe you just started celebrating Juneteenth. What do you like best about it? And will you make this one of your traditions? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. Salika Duxworth Lawton is a professor of history at UW-Eau Claire. She studies the intersection of race, the military, and the civil rights movement. Her book about armed self-defense during the civil rights movement is called Honorable Men, Armed Self-Defense, and the Deacons for Defense and Justice. That book is coming out this year. Salika, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me on.
The first ever Juneteenth was in 1865 in Texas, fully 2.5 years after Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Tell us more about this. Why was it in Texas so long after the original proclamation?
Well, the last place to be freed was Galveston, Texas, and that's where the Union Army went. Slave owners refused to tell their enslaved property that they were free, to treat them as humans. So enslaved people had to wait for the Union Army to get there to free them. So what happens is this takes, you know, even though it's about 2 years after emancipation, Texas is 897 miles across. So it really takes that long to first get the word out and then for people to begin to enforce the freedom. So you see the first ones in Galveston, and they spread across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. And these are the oldest ones. People in the rural areas especially will keep up the more traditional Juneteenths as the picnic in the park, linked to Memorial Day, which also came from the Civil War, where freed people would go and clean the cemeteries and especially clean the Civil War graves and leave flowers for the Civil War veterans. And it really takes until about 1867 for the Reconstruction Act to hit and remove the Black Codes, which essentially stripped guns from enslaved people and returned them to a place of slavery until the Reconstruction Congress intervened and the U.S. Army intervened.
Why is this this holiday, if you can call it that, a celebration? Why is it called Juneteenth?
Because it is the freedom. It's freedom of the slaves, and that freedom happened in June. Even though the Civil War ends in April 1865, you know, this is an age of telegrams. This is not an age of instant communication. It takes a little while. So they're celebrating the fact that freedom came in June.
Okay. So, as you say, the early celebrations tended to be a small-town phenomenon, picnics, cleaning the graves and so forth, linked to what was then called Decoration Day. Do you still see that tradition in small towns today?
Well, absolutely. We here in Eau Claire are running the Picnic in the Park. I'm our Juneteenth coordinator. And you still see that in a number of places, north and south, especially in the south where you're looking at places like Alabama, whereas more urban areas have turned Juneteenth into a giant festival. If you look at the one that just happened in Madison this past weekend, that was an arts festival with heritage boots. The one today that will be in Milwaukee at the Northcott Neighborhood House is also it's one of the largest in the country. It's four blocks, though, of vendors. A lot of vendors, a lot of activities. And that's part of the reason why June is now Black Music Month. It came off of the fact that these urban Juneteenth celebrations really became arts festivals in many ways and became a celebration of achievement and achievement against odds, the survival of African Americans.
Saleka Duxworth-Lawton is a professor of history at UW-Eau Claire. We're talking about Juneteenth in Wisconsin and how it's observed and celebrated. What does Juneteenth mean to you and your family? How do you celebrate? Have you been celebrating Juneteenth for a long time? What are your favorite things about the holiday? Join us at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. During the early 20th century, we had something called the Great Migration. Millions of black Americans migrated to Midwestern and Northern states over the course of this time. How did that affect Juneteenth? Did they bring the holiday with them or leave it behind?
They brought it with them, but it morphed. And you look at, for instance, in my husband's family, it's World War II when his mother's family migrated to Los Angeles from Arkansas, and his father also migrated from Arkansas first to Arizona and to Los Angeles. And the Los Angeles celebrations became, as I said, these large urban celebrations. And really, the urban celebrations became a celebration of survival, a celebration of achievement, and a celebration of African-American hope. In many ways, the civil rights movement will elevate that. And the idea of Juneteenth as a connection to this rural heritage for many urban people, to this heritage here in Milwaukee, it would be to Mississippi, to Alabama. In Los Angeles, it will be to Louisiana, to Texas. Places like New York, it will be Georgia, Florida. That connection to the rural roots of the majority of African Americans is very important. But even as things transfer, they change. And the urban celebrations, especially as we've had younger people come in, have really taken on a far different flavor than what you would see in the rural South.
One of our listeners shared over email that they enjoy the holiday but wish it had a different name so people would recognize it easier. They suggested Emancipation from Slavery Day. Saleka, what do you make of that? Should the name be a little more literal?
No, I think we just need to publicize it more. The thing is, it's been in the black community, and the majority of people who are involved in Touchstone within the black community understand what it is. But like Kwanzaa, people outside of the African-American community aren't going to know. So we need to publicize it more. But this is a part of our greater problem in the United States with not understanding our history and with not knowing especially African-American history. And that history is very important to all of us, no matter what our race is. So I wouldn't change the name Juneteenth because it historically links to this event for many people. I would publicize it. I would teach about it. I would love to see the schools teaching about Juneteenth and assigning things. And that's why we partner with the Eau Claire Area School District in part to elevate the history of Juneteenth and to teach about it. Our teaching about the Civil War, to be honest, is fairly abysmal at the K-12 level. And this lack of knowledge about Juneteenth and about Reconstruction is a part of Americans' lack of history knowledge.
And that's a whole discussion of its own, I think, in terms of how we teach history in general, and probably not just at the K-12 level, could extend even through college in some instances. Which brings up the question that I was thinking about earlier. Why isn't Juneteenth an official national holiday like July 4th or Memorial Day?
Well, really, it started off very local, and it stayed local within the African-American community. And African-Americans really have not pushed for it to be a national holiday. Even though we share it with multiple people, it has become, in part, a celebration of unity and a celebration of achievement for people of all races, and especially a unity with our white allies, the white officers of the black units in the Civil War. There really hasn't been the same kind of push as you saw with, for instance, Martin Luther King Day, where Coretta Scott King and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference went all out to use their political power to push that as a national day of remembrance.
And I think we just lost our guest. Okay. And I probably am thinking we aren't going to get her back. There are Juneteenth celebrations going on all around Wisconsin. There's a picnic in Eau Claire. You can probably find out information on what's happening in your local area by searching the World Wide Web. It is handy for that kind of thing. Salika Duxworth-Lawton is a professor of history at UW-Eau Claire. We appreciate her joining us for this segment of the morning show. She studies the intersection of race, the military, and the civil rights movement. She has a book coming out about armed self-defense during the civil rights movement called Honorable Men, Armed Civil Defense and the Deacons for Defense and Justice. That book is coming out this year. We're going to talk about weather coming up next on the morning show. Stay tuned for that. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.